Winston City Council, March 15th, 2021, 7 o'clock p.m.
Under report, boards, commissions, committees, and schools, number C.
Consent agenda, need approval for the minutes of March 1st. Do you want to make a motion?
I get a motion.
Have a motion, looking for a second?
I second.
Have a motion and a second to approve the council minutes for March 1st of 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Acceptance of minutes, boards, commissions, and committees, economic development, March 10th. Need a motion to accept that? A motion to accept the economic development minutes?
I make the motion to accept the economic.
Have a motion, looking for a second?
A second.
Have a motion.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, public hearing. This is a required public hearing to accept public input on issues not related to land use. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Can the volume be turned up a little bit? You are very distant.
You have no idea how distant I am.
Thank you.
Turn down.
Okay, do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
Make a motion that we open the public hearing.
I have a motion to open the public hearing. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much. Public hearing procedure. The City of Winston Municipal Code, Title 3, Chapter 30, Section 30.09, specifies the order of presentation of testimony at public hearings. After the hearing is opened as follows. Staff report, out of meeting or conflict of interest disclosures, public statements in opposition, public statements in favor, public statements in general, council questions and comments, applicants' final remarks. So I'm opening for the staff report, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of council and members of the audience, ordinance number 21693, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, amending subsection 12 of ordinance 374 to provide for additional requirements for collection and disposal of solid waste in accordance with Douglas County Solid Waste Flow Control Ordinance. Now, there's a number of different kinds of ordinances. Some of them require public hearings, some of them don't. This ordinance, because it could potentially cost our citizens an increase in rates down the road, it needs to have a public hearing so it can be discussed in an open meeting. So this is, the city has long had a franchise agreement with Winston Sanitary to provide garbage collection within the community and recycling. Douglas County enacted ordinance number 2017-0701, referred to as the Flow Control Ordinance, which requires disposal of solid waste by county franchised solid waste collectors only at facilities approved by the county and imposed certain reporting requirements on these county franchises. So, in our case, our collector will be disposing at the county landfill site, as he has always done. But even if he had a less expensive opportunity, say over in Coos County, he could not do that. He has to dump at our facilities in Douglas County, as directed by the county. So basically that's what this ordinance does. And that would conclude my staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Is this the first reading of this then?
No, this is the second reading.
First reading, first of March, okay.
Yeah, second. This will be the second reading, okay, up for adoption later in the meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Any out of meeting or conflict of interest disclosures need to be made here? We all use the service, it's out of this. Public statements in opposition to this ordinance? Hearing none. Public statements in favor of this ordinance? Hearing none. Public statements in general? Hearing none. Council questions and comments? Hearing none. Applicant's final remarks, and the applicant is us. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, Mr. Bauer?
No, that covers it.
If there's nothing further, I'm looking for a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
I second.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to close the public hearing. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Okay. Comments from the audience.
Hi, my name is Onika Driscoll. I'm treasurer for the Winston Area Independence Day Committee.
Thank you very much, but I've got a spiel to read first, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Anyone wishing to speak should start. Anna?
Go ahead, Onika.
Okay, so Onika Driscoll from Winston Area Independence Day Committee. Our address is 4601 Carnes Road, number 8158, Roseburg, Oregon, 97471. Our presentation today is three-part. So we have, I dropped off with City Hall some items for you to review. First is a letter dated January 6th of 2020, where we requested donations from the city regarding our fireworks display that we did not get to have last year. It was approved by council to provide us with a $3,000 payment and a remainder of $7,000 for up to $10,000 once we were able to establish that we were successful in raising some funds on our own. We did submit another request in December and received a letter back from Mr. Bauer regarding some additional information. So if you look to the display agreement and purchase order from Western Display Fireworks, under item number 2, price and payment terms lists out the $15,000 that it's going to cost for the show with a breakdown of our payment schedule. I also provided the City of Winston with a copy of our first check for our first payment that we have made. We have raised over $9,000 on our own accord. We, again, made that first payment on our own, and we have our second payment scheduled. So part one, we are asking for the obligation from the city that was approved for fiscal year 2020. I did provide a donation request letter also asking for funds out of the tourism pot for fiscal year 2021. And then would also like to arrange to ask for next year's obligation as well.
Thank you. Mr. Bauer, is this in addition to the $3,000 that we've already committed to?
At this time, we've only committed to the $3,000.
Right. Now, are there funds remaining in the transient room tax fund for further donations? What can we do there?
I believe there are. I don't know how much, because these would be coming out of our use them for anything area of that fund, and I don't recall how many dollars are currently in that portion of the budget.
So have we given them the $3,000 yet?
We haven't. Typically what we would do is make the last payment to ensure that the fireworks is going to happen.
Okay. So, Anika, do you have the $3,750 for the next payment?
We do have the $3,750 for the next payment. We're trying to ensure that we have the third and fourth payments. We do have numerous letters out to businesses all across the county. We're making phone calls. We're doing auctions. We're doing some philanthropic things as well for the community just to help raise awareness and put our names out there. We are slowly getting in donations from some of the bigger companies. I even got a donation from Mr. Boyce from Roseburg. So that was nice and welcomed. But we still have, you know, half of it to make up for, and we want to ensure that this community has the celebration that is well deserved, and people are just looking forward to it tremendously.
So you're at about 10,000, and how much is due? Another 7,500, 15 total. So you need 4,500 more, is that how the math works?
Well, they currently have raised 9,000, she said, and then that, I don't know, did the 9,000 include the city's contribution?
No, we haven't collected anything from the city, so that is separate.
All right, so that would be 12,000 total that you have. Even though you haven't received ours yet, it's waiting, so it's not going anywhere. So that total is 12,000, leaving 3,000 unaccounted for at this time. Is that correct?
Correct.
I'm going to have to refuse myself because I make the stuff for Western Display, so I don't want to be.
You make what for them?
I make all their gear.
Oh.
I just don't want it to be a conflict of interest.
Okay.
What?
So
I can appreciate that. Thank you. Councilor White?
Well, I don't know. I just wish your dates were different. I will have to bring that up.
Very messed up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just saying, I think it's great to have this. The only thing that I will suggest is possibly, instead of having it around the 4th, to have you thought about incorporating it over at the Winston Dillard Yellen Festival, where we would draw a whole bunch of people from Roseburg.
Our show's on the 3rd, though.
Yeah, our show, the fireworks display, is going to be on July 3rd.
Yes.
Because we did not want to be in competition with any other town and to give everyone the ability to go to various shows. Additionally, we're separate from the Mellon Festival because we wanted to make sure to keep our 4th of July fireworks just that, for the 4th of July. And we will be having a parade the following morning.
Councilor Cunningham, Councilor DeWall, do you guys have anything to offer?
No, as I understand it, we have already committed $3,500, and that would bring it up to $12,000, and they need a total of $15,000. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
And we don't know how much money we have in our tourism fund?
That's correct.
But the current obligation was from fiscal year 20.
Correct. So what I'm going to recommend, as I stated in the comments from the audience spiel, I laid on y'all, Council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. There's some numbers that haven't been presented yet. I'm not saying no, I'm just saying not tonight. I would like to refer this to the next council meeting, if you could, Mr. Bauer. Put it on the agenda, please.
Yes, I'll have those answered by then.
Does that work for you, please?
Hey, one thing that I'd like to interject on that, if we have already committed the $3,500, right, that should not come into question.
Nope.
Thank you.
I agree.
It isn't.
That $3,000 is not in question, Dave. What's in question is further participation and what funds we have in the transient room tax dollar fund.
To help close the gap.
Okay.
Yeah, to help close the gap. So, I mean, we don't have all the information. I would love to tell you yes tonight, but we can't. Okay?
Okay, so what is the expectation then from the Independence Day Committee?
Just hang on for a couple weeks, okay?
Okay.
All we have to do is hang on.
Okay, because we went off of the letter from Mr. Bauer, and I believe we've addressed everything that was questioned within that letter. So we will wait until the next meeting where we're actually on the agenda.
Correct. That would be okay. The best way to do this. I do appreciate your calling and your interest in this. I think this is going to be a very valuable function for the city, but we have to make sure we have the funds to give you.
Absolutely. Quick reminder, Workman's is having an event this Saturday in celebration of St. Patrick's Day, but 10% of their sales is also going to the Independence Day for fireworks. And Johnny's is also having a day of proceeds being donated on April 2nd. So we will make sure to continue to advertise for our events and thank the sponsors and everyone that's involved. And you will see us or hear from us at the next meeting.
Great. Thank you.
Just
so much.
Just a real quick question on Facebook from the barbecue place said that the cabbage and the corned beef was free.
I'm not sure how much they're charging, if they are charging for the corned beef and cabbage. Leah Workman is the owner of that particular business. 10% of whatever her sales are for that day are going to our committee. So I don't know
okay.
if that's from drinks and snacks or what have you. I'm not sure.
I hope it's from the drink and snack because 10% of free is not too much.
I agree. 15% is coming from Johnny, so they're stepping it up a little bit more. But anything is appreciated. You know, if we have 10 businesses that donate $100 each, that's $1,000, and that adds up really quickly. We have been relying on the community a whole lot from can donations. You'd be surprised how much we've made doing that, as well as the auctions. Tanya has been very creative and very wonderful with doing all these coordinations of baskets and gifts and things for people to bid on.
Great.
We've had a tremendous outpour of following from the community, so it's greatly appreciated. And we want this event, and we want this event not only for us to have accomplished something, but for our country and for our county and for our city here. It's a great way to bring us all together and to celebrate together. Even if people watch from their yard, everyone will be able to see the fireworks within a great distance. So,
thank you so much. We appreciate your calling and
thanks for all the work you guys have done. You've done great.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for the support. All right. We'll wait for that agenda to come out.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else from the audience wanting to speak? Okay, thank you. Reports, boards, commissions, and committees of schools, economic development. Lenny, what you got?
I was unfortunately not able to attend, but I got Glenn's notes, and they discussed the ordinance 2696 to develop Standing Economic Development Committee. It was passed out as a draft attached to this email, which I have. One grammar change was suggested. The committee voted to recommend the approval of the draft with the change to 120-06. They removed the extra N-I-N. So basically, economic development is going to be moved into kind of the city. Is that right, Mark? It's, yeah. So we'll have a little bit more involvement, a little bit more control. A senior care and memory care facility is proposed in the Green District off Winery Lane. OWN is moving along and expect the opening of loggers in the summer, which I drove by the other day and there was quite a bit of activity. Discuss the ARC location and what can be done there. I'm not sure what that discussion ended up entailing. Suggested improvements in traffic pattern is needed for lights at Green Glass 99 and also Rolling Hills to slow down the traffic. Signs for wayfinding at exit of Safari needs improving, which we've been waiting for the branding package, which we now have. Wildlife Safari is looking forward to spring break. I think we all are. They've had a great year last year. Suggested a business summit for 2022 in person or a virtual summit this year. Williams property at Looking Glass and Abram is on the market for $650,000 and is zoned residential. That is all I have for this report. Any questions?
Thank you very much. Mr. Vandermark have a report? No. Department report. Oh, okay, well, 4th of July committee already done that.
Yep.
Oops. Wastewater treatment facility. Christopher Sherlock, superintendent's report is in the packet. Chief Sarge, anything to add?
I do. Mayor, council, community members. Just want to give you kind of some updates. The parking lot project started today. They're well on their way. They've pretty much torn out the whole back area with the excavator, taking out a lot of dirt.
So, I saw it drive by.
Yeah, it's been going all day long, so they're working on that. There was a question in regards to the ammunition, so I did a big purchase of practice ammunition for like 8,500 or something like that. The reason that I did that, the reason that I did that was the cost of ammunition. So I basically purchased some out of patrol supplies, and I'm going to earmark that for next year, because the ammunition that we currently have, the pricing that it's just going through the roof, we're only going to get about a quarter of what we need for next year.
If you can find it.
Yeah.
If you can find it. Yeah, we have some insight there. So that's kind of the reason I did what I did, is I just thought, and if I still have money towards the end of the year, I might do another purchase to keep us up, because it's just going to go through the roof and we don't get much of a better deal than the normal public. So.
Where'd you find it?
This is through Dooley Supplies out of California, so San Diego. The Winston PD command staff also completed their ELETS training. That's our executive leadership training that we're required to have yearly to keep our executive certificates. We were doing the every Monday from 8 to noon training. We just finished that up and completed that, so we're all up to speed. Both the sergeants and myself are. The PD staff also assisted on training our new records clerk. She spent a couple days over at the police department going through LEDS and CIC training. Pretty extensive training, and I was actually really impressed when I checked to find out, you know, where she was at. And she's apparently going to be top notch for that, because it took me a week to do it. She did it in 2 days.
Did you lose Sandy?
So she worked with Sandy on that.
Okay.
Sandy also worked with our newly set up police department down in Calgary. They hired a records person there, and so she worked a day with that person as well, kind of showing the ins and outs of how a small police department works and how the records functions work. So that was nice. Figured out I'll help them out any chance I get, because I know where the money is for them, you know, if I ever need help. We also had an officer go on off duty sick leave for 3 months. minimum on a back surgery, so we're going to be short a duty officer for at least 3 months. I'm hoping to get him back in two for light duty assignments and stuff in the office to help us out. Probably put him on calls and procedure updates and stuff like that to utilize him for that. We also had Sandy also attended our yearly training for online it's records retention and laws, the updates on laws. So we had that done too. So we're trying to get all the training we can in while it's online, so it's cheap, and we're in COVID state, you know, so we're trying to get everything we can to get caught up internally. We have the time to do it. So that's all I have.
Your new cadets working out?
They are. I'm pretty excited. We did the interview process on the cadets and some reserves. It's kind of in limbo though right now. We're going to go through with the process and continue on, but with some of the Senate bills of the state legislators right now, they're looking at doing away with all uniformed personnel that are not certified, which is going to hurt a lot of small communities. So it'll eliminate all my reserves and cadet units from Western Reserve. Yeah. So we'll wait and see if that gets the floor or not. We'll see. That's all I have.
Thank you, Chief.
Yep.
Mr. Bauer.
I have nothing in addition to my weekly report that I'd be happy to answer any questions.
How's your back, Mark?
Half of it's pretty good.
So you're a half back?
Yeah, I'm a half back.
Still football game over there.
Yeah, go Wednesday.
Okay, new business, Kate. New business licenses, fence cleaning service. This has all been approved?
Yes, sir.
Need a motion to approve fence cleaning service, please. Mark Pettibone.
I make a motion that we approve the fence cleaning service.
A motion for a second?
A second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving Pegs Cleaning Service business license. Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Congratulations, Pegs. City Council workshop dates. Mr. Bauer, do we have anything to talk about?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
Thank you. Resolution 21987. Police vehicle purchase. We have two options on the table, it appears.
Correct, Your Honor.
Mr. Bauer, do you want to read the title, please?
Thank you, Your Honor. Members of Council and members of the audience, Resolution number 21-987, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the City Manager to order, leave for later, new completely outfitted police patrol vehicle for an amount not to exceed leave for later. So the second option has purchase of two vehicles. So I will read it in its complete form once that question is decided.
What question? One or two?
Yeah, one or two.
Okay. So, Chief Sardi.
So, Mayor, Council, community members. Before I get started, it's an interesting deal that I had kind of put on me. It's a different, we're in a different era where we've always tried to work our vehicles and try to make the best of what we had all the time, because we're always tight on money trying to figure out how to get cars and how to basically rob Peter to pay Paul to get the cars. And with this new fee, it allows us to reevaluate how we're going to use our cars and get the best out of our vehicles. And so the staff report I'm going to go through and the options, it's actually news to me that we only have two, because we have three on the board that we'll go through. All three options are totally fundable. So the money is in the account to fund those cars, however we go through it. And I'll explain kind of the direction and angle that I went when we did the evaluation on this. So on the staff report, 2 years ago, the police department reduced our vehicle fleet in order to save money on maintenance costs and get rid of old vehicles. Key point is maintenance costs. When our vehicles start aging, they start getting old, and we start paying a lot of money on maintenance to keep them updated, up and running, okay? The department has always had four patrol vehicles in the line, at least since I've been here, for officers to use. Since that time, we gained two SROs. We found it nearly impossible to run three vehicles on patrol during day shift and swing shift with the two additional SRO officers. We've also ran into issues when one of the cars gets wrecked or goes down. We're down to two cars, and I'm pulling the sergeant's cars in to cover patrol issues. As we're nearing the end of the budget year, I was directed to do some research on vehicles, the lag time between ordering and receiving it. And so I know that council has been asking me to do some research, and I did actually some good research on it, try to figure out what is the best bang for our buck and to get the best usability out of the equipment for the police department. As you recall, last time we ordered the police cars, we ordered them in July. That's our budget year. At the same time, that's basically, there's only four companies that outfit police cars in the state of Oregon. Washington, Oregon, and Northern California uses those companies. And so, being that it's the same time, July 1st, everyone puts in their order. When we did that, it took about 10 months for us to get our cars. We got them, I think, in April or sometime. Let me see here. By ordering the cars, we can get a jump start on the other agencies. I contacted Vehicle Safety Systems, which is the company that we use, gives us the best buy, regarding the purchase of possibly two new Dodge Durango vehicles. I had them priced out a fully outfitted patrol car, which came in at $57,403.47. I also had them outfit an administrative police car, which came in at $48,452.40. The vendor indicated that if we ordered them in March, we'd most likely get them in June. Okay. If this is approved, a couple ways that I would do this is, so we have three of the Chevy Caprices that are 2014s that are 7 years old. So we know with this new public safety fund, we're going to try to transition to keep vehicles as new as possible and up to date. Keeps us down on the maintenance costs. In the past, we've spent anywhere from $28,000 to $30,000 a year on maintenance for our fleet. So, and it's really reduced by having newer cars. So that helps us. I'd rather spend the money on having better equipment for our staff than, you know, I always like to keep local business, but at the same time, reduce that cost. And it's showing. So if we were able to get two vehicles, now a lot of people don't understand. I actually had a conversation with the mayor when I showed him some options. He actually liked the option two that I'm going to pick. But I was looking at option three, which was buying one administrative police car. Now the difference, I want to explain to everyone that the difference between, because the mayor even had questions on it, between the operations of what we use the car for. A police car is a police car is a police car. The public looks at it that way, but they're used for different functions. And so, say like my vehicle I have, when I outfitted that vehicle, I outfitted it as a police supervisor vehicle, which has the equipment I needed as a line supervisor to be in the field. I kept that car. I got rid of our old admin car, which was the old chief's car. I got rid of it. We're due to have one again. And the options for having an administrative car, there's several different options. For usability for the department, transporting evidence, transporting training, transporting people, transporting babies, transporting people from accidents. You don't have to throw them in a cage car. My car is typically like a pool car during the daytime. Everyone uses it for whatever needs are necessary. In the rainy season, we can haul evidence in it. We can haul our training gear for defensive tactics, which is big, totes that can be put in there. So an admin car is basically a police car. It doesn't have the cage in it, and it doesn't have the $2,000 utility box in the back. In my vision, I would have a tote in the back that I can pull out, drop the seats, and throw stuff in if I need to. So the usability is better in that aspect. So that's why I initially picked option three. And I was going to take my line car and give it to a sergeant, put the sergeant's car on the line to mile it out and get rid of it. When I talked to the mayor, he came to the office, he actually liked option two. And I wasn't looking at option two initially. I was looking at option one or option three. Option two, after I did some research, after I talked to him, actually makes sense. And the reason option two makes sense is this, is that we're gaining a car in our fleet. That's the whole objective, is we're going to add a car to our fleet, okay? To keep us on track with doing one car a year, we need to have two cars somewhere, either this year or next year. So I did the option of doing like one patrol car this year and two next year. Well, the cars are going up at an average of $5,000 a year. So if we did one car this year, we bought two next year, that's $10,000 in our account that we'd be burning when we can do it right now and save 10 grand in our account. So option, and the boss will probably go through this a little with you, but option two is what the staff's going to recommend, which is one admin car, one patrol car. It leaves us $6,300 in our account. We're bringing in about $90,000 on an average per year. That'll bring our account back up to 90, where's it at here? I can't see one over there.
61.
To 61,554. So that leaves us enough money in that account to buy another car next year if we need to. Okay. So if we do option two, my plan is to move my vehicle to a sergeant, which is where it belongs. I'm going to take his car, put it on the line. I'm going to buy an additional car and put it on the line. That'll give us five cars through the summer months. At the end of the summer, I'm going to dispo the car that he had, the old one, get rid of it. And that'll keep us at a four car line, a new admin car, which is the time to do it when we have a good fleet of cars right now. We have three 2019s. This is the opportunity and time to do that. So that's why I picked that option two. Any questions? Does it make sense? I'm just looking at it, you know, when the mayor brought up that option, I wasn't planning on it, but honestly, it saves us 10 grand. So I'm like, that does make sense. So,
any questions from council?
No, good idea.
These vehicles do have the new radios, though.
Good.
So we'll be transitioning those as well.
My only concern, and yeah, I do like option two. I like option one a lot too. But my only concern with option two is, are we going to have enough money to make all the radio changes and additions that we need to make as they come along?
Yes. So the plan is this: is that the radios we have in our vehicles are. I'm going to try to follow here.
Okay. Cindy, would you please take the mouse away from him?
We are all on track for the radios. The plan on the radios is this, is that the radios we currently have in the vehicles and the radios that we're buying that are new, they're not going to be any different other than we're upgrading our radio system because they're no longer making the product. The radios we have in our cars, I wish they would keep on making them. They're great radios. There's zero problem with that. So there's no urgency to replace the radio, but it's time to do it when we purchase a car. So every time we buy a car, we'll buy a radio with that car. Yeah. And so we'll get in line that way, and that'll be okay. And if we have any issues with the older car or the other cars that we don't have radios in, I'm going to have radios, spare radios from the cars that I'm discoing. I can make parts, make it work if I need to. So it should not be a problem.
In addition to that, looking at the financials, we are generating about $7,500 a month in the public safety fund. So although we would take it down to $6,335 going into July, we put another $7,500 on top of that by the end of July.
So at what point in this process do you write the check for the police car?
It'd be the end of June when we pick it up.
At delivery?
Yeah, at delivery. So it'd be
July. So you'd only be there for a month?
Correct. We'd get them in early, just before everyone pushes the button on buying cars.
That's it comes in on.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and they are in right now, is my understanding, is they have a order available for them.
If here's another thought. What if we were to hold off? You can get both your cars, but what if we were to hold off ordering the admin car until June?
Yeah.
Then we would have another almost $22,000 in that account.
I don't know that it would make a difference unless there's something with this.
Well, Mr. Barr said that $7,500 a month keeps adding into that account. We would have that much of a cushion built in before we ordered that car is what I'm getting at.
You're still going to get... The car won't be here at the
right,
same time.
No.
Well, but if we put it off for 2 months, order it the 1st of June, you're still going to be ahead of those guys, right?
That I don't know. It depends on when the departments start putting orders in.
Yeah.
We're right ahead of the game right now, so it'd probably be 10, it could be up to 10 months out if we did it that way.
My only question is when that car comes loaded, then we have to take it over and get all the decals and stuff done.
Yeah, so
that's going to be an addition.
It's all added in. Every bit
it's
of it's
all
added
taken,
in.
Okay.
It's completed.
Okay.
I did it all. Okay. Yeah. Everything's completed.
Councilor DeWall, Councilor Cunningham, any questions?
Yes, I just got one. You're paying back from the sewer fund for the purchase of those cars, aren't you?
Yes.
Aren't you, Chief?
Yes, sir. And it's already being subtracted.
Yeah. Now, what impact would that have on the purchase of those cars?
It's all calculated into the spreadsheet. So the
okay.
All of the options include the removal of the payment, the second payment for 2020, and then in 21-22 it shows again the third payment coming out in that year and what the numbers look like.
Okay, so we're still heading in the direction of debt reduction.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah.
Councilor DeWall?
Nothing at this time. Thank you.
Lenny? Okay, so how to proceed. So if we have at this point Mr. Pierce agreed as the principal to option number two. How do we proceed, Mr. Bauer?
So I'll reread the title of the resolution with the correct numbers and equipment in it. So again, resolution number 21987. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to order one new completely outfitted police patrol vehicle and one administrative police vehicle fully outfitted for an amount not to exceed $105,856 from Safety Vehicle System or SVS.
I have one question now. Is this a solid bid?
Yes, sir.
And there's not going to be any little hidden engineering costs or anything?
Nope. It's all completed.
Okay.
No. Just like a parking lot would be.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I guess at this point we're looking for a motion.
I make a motion that we accept resolution number 21987.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Same sign. Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving right along. We're looking for resolution 21988. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council, members of the audience. Resolution number 21-988, resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into a licensing agreement with Hydromax USA, a service partner for Avista Natural Gas, to access the city sewer system to examine it for natural gas pipeline intrusions. And Andy, will agree.
Your Honor, members of the council, members of the audience, good evening. This is the city manager talked about with the Hydromax. Basically, they've agreed that when they come into the city of Winston, they've agreed to our expectations on our right-of-way permits, access, things like that. They've also agreed to the fact that if they request a line to be flushed so they can have a third view of a potential cross bore or something in the sewer main, there will be a fee attached to it. It's a $210 an hour, minimum hour call out when you come to respond to flush a sewer main for their camera so they can obtain a clear picture of the potential cross bore. So that's basically it in a nutshell. They have to abide by the county rules and stuff in their right of ways and state. Anytime they're working on the state or county, they're expecting about 10 hours a month approximately to work in the city of Winston. We do not have an updated schedule yet as to where they're starting or actually when they'll be starting. They have all permits and we'll be pursuing that as they come forward.
If I remember right, didn't we get a map or we get information if they find a problem or something inside that?
Basically what it is kind of what we were thinking is they'll drop a camera in there. They're not interested in looking at our maintenance. They let's say down at 240 grade, they have a bore there. This has been there. So they'll jet down to that area and look. If they see something, they record it. They make a little short video for this. So.
Andy, they're not going to work on weekends, are they?
No. 7:30 to 4.
They're going to charge them overtime, right?
They'd be charged overtime. Okay. Any call-outs that'd be charged, they did request that they could use an outside entity to flush. No outside entities in our system. Public Works staff will maintain and flush our main lines and house.
Okay, any questions from council for resolution 21988? Okay, motion to approve. Anybody?
Motion that we approve 21-988.
I second.
I have a motion and a second to approve resolution 21988. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign? Okay, there you go. Resolution 21963. Nope, we have to do that now. So, resolution 21963. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of the council, and members of the audience. Ordinance number 21-693. Ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council amending subsection 12, ordinance 374, to provide for additional requirements for collection and disposal of solid waste in accordance with the Douglas County Solid Waste Flow Control Ordinance 2017-07-01. And I have no additions to the staff report.
Any comments from the audience? Comments for questions from council? Council action, a motion to approve 21-693.
Oh, in regards to leachate hauling, yeah. As far as I know, it's all well.
Okay, resolution. Looking for a motion to approve 21-693. Anybody?
Come on, David.
Cunningham, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to make a motion to approve ordinance 21-693?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Looking for a second?
I second.
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a motion for a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Thank you very much. 21-694, amends municipal code, park power, park for Mr. Bauer, please.
Again, this is up for a second reading and a potential adoption. Ordinance number 21-694, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council amending Title 9 of the Park Board, Section 93.02, Membership, Subsection A, Members Generally of the City's Municipal Code. And I have nothing to add to the staff report.
Okay, any comments from the audience? Any comments from council or questions? Looking for a motion to approve ordinance 21-694?
I make a motion that we approve ordinance number 21-694.
I have a motion, looking for a second.
I second.
I have a motion and a second to approve ordinance 21-694. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much. Motion carries. Ordinance 21-695 amends Municipal Code, Traffic and Public Safety Committee. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council, and many of the audience. This ordinance is also up for its second reading and potential adoption. Ordinance number 21-695, an ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council amending Title III, Traffic and Public Safety Committee, Section 31.061, membership of the city's municipal code. And I have nothing in addition to report on this one.
Okay, looking for a motion, excuse me, comments from the audience? Any comments or questions from council?
Is this creating another board for the traffic safety, bringing it back in? What's this one for?
No, this is the same as the park board. It's just amending the membership.
Got it. Section,
so we're
section.
All the same.
So it's all the same.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Because that way we don't have a council member as a chairman.
Chairman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, looking for a
motion to accept ordinance number 21-695.
You made it?
Yep.
I got a motion.
I can barely hear you guys.
Okay, so I have a motion to approve ordinance 21-695. Looking for a second.
I second that.
Thank you.
It helps if I can hear you.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Sorry. Thank you. Ordinance carries. Ordinance 21-696. Amends Municipal Code, formation of an Economic Development Board. Mr. Bauer, please.
Thank you, Your Honor, members of council, and members of the audience. Ordinance number 21-696 for its first reading. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council creating the Economic Development Board and establishing its membership and duties. And as was pointed out earlier in the meeting, under powers and duties, second line should read city manager in developing and implementing economic and tourism initiatives and activities. Scratch the in second in. So this is creating a new board under the council dealing with economic development. It has been recommended for approval by the Economic Development Committee. So I have nothing in addition to my last staff report where we went through the reading of the ordinance. So,
but this is still the first reading. Can we take action?
This, no, we can't take
action. Okay, I didn't think so. Okay. So any comments or questions from the audience? Council?
My only question would be, the members that are on the board, will they remain on the board or do they have to reapply?
If they desire to stay on the board, all they do have to do is fill out an application. So the action that is required on this is just to move it to second reading.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to move ordinance 21-696 to a second reading at the next meeting. Anybody?
I make a motion that we move 21-696 to the second reading.
I have a motion, looking for a second.
I second.
Motion and a second to move 21-696 to its next reading. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Okay, so in that case, we are on to non-agenda items from council. Anybody have anything they
want to talk about? Just one thing real quick. I noticed from Mark's Friday report that the prospective campground purchaser was less than enthusiastic concerning the fees and the hookup fees and everything like that. What I would suggest is maybe referring that to the URA and see if we can come up with something that could be enticing for him, like what we did with DC Co-op, because eventually we're going to be running out of people interested in that property.
Good idea.
We can certainly do that.
If
what type of proposal are you thinking?
Well, that's a discussion for the URA. That'll be next Thursday at 3 o'clock. Correct.
We canceled the meeting for next week. We didn't see this one coming. So we could put it back on.
Could we? Is there any issue with moving the meeting to another day?
We could contact. What I'd like to do is contact a potential developer and see if they're even still interested.
This is the same property as before, another developer? Okay.
That might be the best action, Mr. Bowers, to
before
make sure.
Yeah. Schedule a meeting.
Yeah, because I forgot you have a recovery day
yeah,
that day.
Yeah. And what he would appreciate and what we can accommodate.
Teresa, anything for non-agenda items?
No.
Councilor White?
Not right now.
Okay. Upcoming agenda items, Mr. Bauer?
Solid waste franchise and water district franchise.
How'd you do with the cell phone question?
I'm sorry.
The cell phone question. Franchise fees.
Yeah. Not applicable in Oregon.
Not in Oregon. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Go to the order of the check copies with our packets, and we had claims in excess of $500. March 17th, you guys be good. St. Patty's Day. Next city council meeting is April 5th at City Hall, right here. Executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you and good night.
Good night.
You can't get us all that night.
Meeting adjourned at 7:57 p.m.